In post-war Britain, most women went from school to marriage with the eager hope of being a shop assistant, or if they were lucky, a secretary.
Work hard, aim high, and with a bit of luck, you'll get out of the rut.
But that was all to change. The 60s saw the advent of the jet age. And for some girls who really did aim high, the sky was the limit.
If your girlfriend was an air hostess, you know, it was a bit like having a supermodel on your arm.
With only a select few picked from thousands to be part of this world, the recruitment process to become a stewardess was notoriously tough. So who were these girls hobnobbing with the jet set? And just how did the air stewardess become the pin-up for a generation? This was the golden age of air travel, and it opened up new career horizons that many women could have only dreamt of. Air travel after the Second World War was not so unlike the experience of flying in the 30s. Planes had propellers, pilots were decorated war heroes, and stewardesses in sensible, military-style uniforms played a practical role. Stewardesses were austere and functional, and right up until the 1950s, aviation was stuck with slow wartime technology.
The first Comet intended for North Atlantic service was officially handed over to British Overseas Airways.
The start of the 50s saw a scramble for jet-powered technology, and Britain led the world. On the 2nd of May 1952, the first commercial jet airliner roared into service, changing the way we flew forever. Newly developed jet engines reduced the drag of propellers. Stronger, pressurized cabins allowed the planes to fly higher above the weather along the fast-moving jet streams around the planet's upper atmosphere.
Caviar is the only reminder of the sea 40,000 feet below.
Suddenly, intercontinental jet travel put most destinations only a day away, with no stops for fuel or bad weather. Now passengers could hold a conversation and even socialize in these smooth, quiet cabins. And with these new jetliners, a new breed of stewardess was needed to crew them,